Natalie Lane is back with her new album. It's called All Joy. Natalie Lane, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome. Natalie, this new album, I love what it's being called, contemplative pop and a blend of jazz and funk. And I had a listen through. And yeah.
I like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're all over the spectrum then. You don't mind that, right?
No, it ends up being a little bit of everything. I love all kinds of music. You know, I grew up on gospel music, and so all that finds its way into my music a little bit.
Okay. Well, you teamed up with a lot of artists on this album, and one was Matthew West. How was it like working with Matthew?
Yeah, he's a blast. We wrote a song called Church Kids together, and he's so much fun. I love that he's doing some writing for other artists these days. And so I remember we just got in the room, and I started telling him my story of how I grew up in church, and he said, "Do you have a song called Church Kids?" And I said, "No, but I probably should." And so we wrote that together, and that's him. If you listen to the track, he's whistling on it.
Oh.
You can hear Matthew West whistle right there at the top. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how is that? Like, you have a vision, you have some songs in your heart, and then when someone comes alongside to help you write, does that spark, like, it's not all them, but and they want to help you. How does that all work, that dynamic?
Yeah, I find it really interesting and sometimes mysterious how songs come into the world still. But I, you know, sometimes there's something that the Lord has spoken to me or that I feel like we need a song about that, you know, and I'll take it to some friends to help me finish it. And so that was the case with Matthew and our friend Jeff that day. I had just come in not knowing exactly what we were going to write about, but like wanting a song that could kind of share my story of growing up in the church. And it sometimes it takes other songwriters to hear what you're saying and pull out the words that say it best.
Mm.
And so that's what I feel like co-writing gives us, is, you know, when you put two or three brains on a song, you end up saying it a little more eloquently and putting it together in a way that will really mean something to people. And so I love co-writing. I do both. I still write by myself quite a bit, but it's fun to sometimes have other brains pick out the most valuable pieces of an idea.
Your songs are also described as theologically rich. Man, okay, so.
Who is writing this? Wow. Yeah, I mean, I studied theology in college, and so I did that because I wanted my songs to have rich theology, even if they're, you know, upbeat songs. I think we have a lot of upbeat songs that really could say more, you know, that
right,
that maybe are just upbeat songs for the sake of being happy songs. But I wanted the lyrics to really have some depth to them, and especially if we're going to sing them over and over in the car or whatever.
Right.
I wanted them to have lyrics that could really go deep and that were based in scripture, because you've realized time and time again that if we use lyrics from scripture, then those words will never return void. And so just wanting to get that into people's hearts. And even in Church Kids, we have this bridge that talks about the light inside of us. It kind of plays on this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Mm-hmm.
And that being in scripture, a city on a hill can't be hidden. And that's kind of what God's creating in us. And so just to have those little nods to scripture, I think, makes it theologically rich.
Yeah. Well, the album's called All Joy, and you have a song on there called All Joy. So when you do have a song that's like jazz and funk and pop, those aren't ballads. I mean, that's what the whole point of it is, right?
Yeah. I thought, you know, we need joy songs in our day-to-day life. We need songs for picking up the kids at school and for dancing in the kitchen, and songs that could just remind us about the joy of the Lord. And so this album is a lot of upbeat songs that I hope still have some real depth to people, but that are just joy songs for our day-to-day, and I think we need those.
So. Yeah. Her new album is called All Joy. Natalie Lane, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.